Track 6. Where do Scrabble and Monopoly come from?
In 1929, many people in the United States lost their jobs. This was the beginning of the Great Depression. During this time, two famous board games were invented. One, Alfred Butz, was an architect without a job in 1929. He created a game called Lexico, in which you used letters to make words. You got points for the number of letters and the kind of letters you used. There was no board. Mr. Butz took his idea to different toy companies, but they weren't interested. He changed his Lexico game and designed a board with 225 square spaces. He put the letters onto little square pieces. Different letters were worth different points. He also changed the rules in the name of his game. The game became very popular and soon was famous around the world. The board game is now so popular that it has sold more than 100 million sets in over 120 countries and in 29 different languages. 2. Another unemployed American, Charles B. Durow, invented this game. People played it on a board with a dice and plastic coins. The idea of the game was to move your coin around the squares on the board and buy property. When you had property, you could win money. The winner of the game was the person who won the most money at the end. When he first showed it to a toy company, they also refused it. But Mr. Durow didn't give up. He worked with a friend and made 5,000 sets of his game by hand. People loved it, and the toy company changed its mind. In 1935, it was the most popular game in America. People have bought over 200 million sets of this game around the world. It is available in 26 languages and in multiple versions.